Now we're thinking sweat and breath, the other two drainage pathways of things coming out. So sweat, sauna. If you don't have a sauna, hot bath. And I can't do this while I'm pregnant, but go in a hot bath, get it really hot. So you're sweating. Double points if you want to put some Epsom salts in there. It's a little bit of a binder. I think that one's a great one to do to get yourself sweating. A lot of times when you're not feeling super great, you don't want to go run and do a workout or anything like that. So if you have a sauna or really hot bath, really hot shower to really get sweating is going to be really great.
Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I am a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. Here you are going to get actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally so that you can maximize your menstrual cycle for painless periods, more energy, and weight loss. Let's dive on in.
So I wanted to talk about lingering illnesses that never seem to go away. Or if you're somebody, for example, with a chronic illness and you get sick again, it can really definitely spiral you backwards. So I see this a lot with my Lyme clients and clients who have a really hard time detoxing mold. They'll be doing great. They get sick. It's just too much of an overload. Your body can't keep Lyme in remission and fight this sickness and do all of these things until you have really built up those replenishing stores. Or this is just you if you're like, I got the flu and it just seems like my cough will never go away, or I'm just so tired. So I want to talk about some things that you can do and maybe why this is going on. Okay. So again, this is not medical advice. So it's really just about you learning some other options to maybe some things that you could do. So if you have been sick and you just can't seem to get rid of the brain fog, you can't seem to get rid of the lack of energy, I'm going to be going over some reasons why, and we're going to be going over some supplements. Okay. So basically, I kind of want you to think about as your body is struggling to get rid of the crud. It's just stuck, not moving. It can be stagnant lymph. Drainage is not there. Your body just can't finish getting rid of it. And you kind of just have this low grade illness. It's like, oh, I cough, I kind of sneeze, or I just feel like my head is really tired. One of my clients described it as like heaviness behind her eyes. I'm just tired all the time. Had another client. She has gotten COVID. I shouldn't laugh, but it's just so many times. And this last time we got rid of it. Got rid of all of the lingering symptoms so much faster because she's just built up so much more vitality. But, she describes it as, I feel like almost disconnected from my brain. She gets a lot of brain fog and doesn't really feel like her brain is fully going through all the processes that it needs to do. So I want you to kind of think about all of this happening in a drainage funnel, for lack of a better term. Okay. So we have to start at the bottom of the drainage funnel. Like, are we pooping and peeing? Okay. Pooping 2 to 3 times a day. Are we peeing at least 6 times a day? That means, are we drinking enough water? What does the color of our pee look like to let us know like what our hydration levels are? So this is going to give you a really basic idea of overall drainage. And then do you have the ability to sweat? And then the other drainage pathway is going to be a respiratory system. So again, this is literally just for you to take for your information to learn. But this is where I would focus on with each of those areas, because we want to, you have to be moving things out. You have to. Otherwise, it's not going to come out, right? And we're just going to keep recirculating. So that's the, I guess I would say the bottom of the drainage funnel, things actually coming out. And then the step up, you have to really support the liver and the kidneys. Okay. These are our detoxing organs that need to do their job, the lymphatic system, which is kind of what you're supporting with the sweating. And then you have to come up to the next step, which is building up that cellular vitality, basically building up your stores again so we can refight anything that we need to. So that's kind of the order I want you to think about things in, if that makes sense. So the first one is gotta be the bowel movements and the peeing. Okay. So we have to start with there on the drainage funnel. So why are we not pooping? Are you not getting in enough fiber? Are you not drinking enough water? Constipated, bloated, all of those things. Two things that I like to bring in here if needed. One of them is an herb. It's called cleavers. Cleavers is very good at, supporting lymph detoxification, and it's also just really great at supporting bowel movements. So if you feel constipated, you're going to kind of kill two birds with one stone here. Another herb is going to be burdock. Burdock is really great for liver. So a lot of constipation can actually be stuck because of the liver as well. So now you're killing multiple birds with one stone. You're supporting your liver and you're supporting your bowel movement. So I like burdock. I like cleavers. I like having you get a lot more vitamin C in with that. Will also help stimulate bowel movements, also support your immune system. Vitamin C will be like higher dosing. I would be going up to at least 3 grams in my personal opinion. That's what I would be doing to help support that. Making sure you're getting in enough magnesium. Remember, most women are not getting in enough magnesium at all. Again, not medical advice, but I would recommend looking into and thinking about maybe doing at least 3 times your body weight in milligrams for magnesium. Magnesium citrate is great to get your bowels moving, but it's not a solution for why we're constipated. So you really do have to, I don't recommend using citrate long-term at all. I rarely recommend bringing it in period. I would say bring in magnesium glycinate or malate in this form. Okay. Make sure we're drinking enough water. Make sure you're getting in electrolytes. So not just water, but electrolytes. You could even do teas. Teas are going to be great for minerals as well. They're going to be great at getting in vitamins, and they're going to be warming, which is going to be great if you're sick. A lot of times warming liquids are going to be better than cold. So tea would be a great option for you. There's so many teas that you can choose from. You can just do single herb teas that you could do. A lot of people will gravitate when they're sick towards like milk, thistle, licorice, dandelion, burdock. Those are going to be great. I personally gravitate towards blends, like quite a few blends. So from Organic Olivia, I really like her blend. There's one for the kidneys. It's called the Purifier. I really love that blend. I really like the one that she has called Right Mind. It has nothing to do with immune system, but I do really like that one. Subluna, which is where I get my tinctures. So that's where I would get cleavers, burdock. She has a tea blend, something titled Respiratory Health. That one's also good for your immune system. Subluna, where I get my tinctures, all of that. You can use the coupon code Leah, L-E-A-H, to save 10%. I think it's 10%. And then the other tea that I use is the Immunity Tea from Rocasa Organics. They have a tea blend. They also have a Liver Love tea blend, which would be great as well to come in and support the liver. Remember, we're trying to like move these things through. Rocasa Organics, if you've never ordered for them, you can use the coupon code Leah to save 20%. Okay, so we're looking at the hydration part. And so now we're focusing on getting pooping in. Maybe you're going to get more fiber. Maybe you're going to get more vitamin C-rich foods. Maybe you're going to take cleavers. Maybe you're going to drink enough water, the electrolytes. And so that's poop, pee. Now we're thinking sweat and breath, the other two drainage pathways of things coming out. So sweat, sauna. If you don't have a sauna, hot bath. And I love, like, literally I can't do this while I'm pregnant, but go in a hot bath, get it really hot. So you're sweating. Double points if you want to put some Epsom salts in there. It's a little bit of a binder. When I was sick, I used the Ro Casa detox bath salt and the immunity one. I used both of them and they worked really well. Also, I saw this in the group and I had to laugh so hard. You guys, if you see darkness in the bathwater after using the detox bath salt, that's not from your coming from your body. You aren't oozing out black stuff. The detox bath salts have bentonite clay in them, and that's what makes the color turn that. So it's not that you are literally like oozing black things out of your pores. I feel like that's important to know. I don't know why that makes me laugh, but it does. You know, the more you know, the more you know. So I think that one's a great one to do to get yourself sweating. A lot of times when you're not feeling super great, you don't want to go run and do a workout or anything like that. So if you have a sauna or really hot bath, really hot shower, to really get sweating is going to be really great. Again, make sure you replenish with electrolytes after sweating. If you want to go a step further, because again, when we're moving the lymph, you're moving waste, disgustingness. I would recommend doing a binder beforehand. So, you're about to dump all this stuff. So many different binders out there that you can use. If you're someone that's more constipated, you may really like a binder called MycoBind. You can get it on Fullscript. I typically use it more with my moldy clients, but it is really useful for liver because of the beets. So that could be useful. GI Detox is another great binder. Take Sumi Supreme from Supreme Nutrition is another great binder. Pectisol C is another great binder. Chlorella is another great binder. If you are looking for the best bang for your buck when it comes to mushrooms, then I really think that you would love blends. So Aversio Wellness is the mushroom company that I will always use. Literally always. That's all I have to say. Always. And they have mushroom blends where you can get a therapeutic dosage of each of the mushrooms in the blend. So they actually will tell you what's in the blend versus just saying, oh, it's a proprietary blend, which is one of the most annoying things you'll ever hear because you don't actually know what's in that. But anyways, in their blends, they will tell you how much of each mushroom is in there so you can make sure you're getting the therapeutic dosage of all of them. They do have their certificate of analysis for the testing that goes into these right on their website so you can be very sure that that's what you're getting. But the reason why I truly do think that is the best bang for your buck when you're just starting out is mushrooms work really well together. So whether you're looking for energy and focus, there's a blend for that. Or you're looking to support glowing skin and blood sugar, there's a blend for that. Or if you're looking for calmness and relaxation and ovulation support and egg quality, there's a blend for that too. So I think blends are a great way to get multiple mushrooms in without having to take, you know, different capsules. You know, you're just getting them all in that one powdered blend. So I would say if I was starting out into this world, this is where I would start. I would start with their three mushroom blend, which is the yellow bag, and it has turkey tail, lion's mane, and cordyceps in it. This is going to be helping with energy because cordyceps helps increase your body's ATP. Cordyceps also is great for egg quality. It's great for libido. I mean, you can't go wrong with cordyceps ever. Lion's mane is great for focus. It's great for your brain. And then turkey tail is the immune system powerhouse. So starting your day off with that is amazing. I always call that one my to-do list blend because you'll get everything done. You take that one, you'll get everything done on your to-do list and more. And then in the evening, I would go for the four mushroom blend, which is their orange one, because that has lion's mane, reishi, shiitake, and maitake. So that's great for blood sugar. It's great for cortisol. It's great for sleep. It's great for brain health and great for ovarian support. So those were the two that I would start with if you're new into this world and you want to start seeing those benefits from mushrooms in a very cost-effective way. So if you go to aversiowellness.com, you can use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. That is EVERSIO wellness.com and use the coupon code Leah to save 15%. So all the binders you can get on Fullscript. So if you go to leahbrueggemann.com, go to favorites, and then it'll say supplement discount, boom. You can get supplements. They're all discounted. Professional grade. And then Chlorella, if you want to use that one, I used Chlorella from Energy Bits. So they Chlorella actually needs to be cracked in order for you to utilize it well. And a lot of companies will crack the Chlorella by using glass. So then you're getting lead in your Chlorella, and Energy Bits cracks it using sound waves. So that is why I use them. Energy Bits discount code is LeahB to save 20%. That's the one I use for my kids. So I make sure that they have that one. So now we're sweating. And then for respiratory, nebulizer is great. So if you're someone who's like, you just can't seem to get rid of the sinuses, it's just seems to be stuck in there. I actually also like Sovereign Silver, like nasal spray. That one can be great. I also nebulize. You can nebulize with Sovereign Silver. That is what I would recommend. Again, you have to make your own informed decision off of that, but that is what I would do to help with the respiratory aspect. So now you've covered all of the aspects of drainage. Okay. So if we have lingering illnesses, this is where I would start to come in. Okay. So now that you've done drainage, then you want to focus, then the next focus is liver and kidneys. So some of these cover multiple aspects, right? Like I talked about the purifier tea from Organic Livia, which is supportive of kidneys and liver. So, you know, you're kind of killing multiple birds with one stone there with your electrolytes and supporting kidney and liver. Milk thistle, dandelion, I would be bringing those in for your liver, or burdock, anything to help stimulate that movement. Some people would even bring in something like glutathione, which is a master antioxidant, and will literally help support that. I also recommend, or I would bring in the precursor to glutathione, which is NAC, N-A-C, and that one I find very, very useful as well. That's what I would do there. And you can even do castor oil packs over your liver. That's another great way. And then I would even potentially be doing something like a self-lymphatic massage to help move everything along as well. I love the lymphatic cream from Rokas Organics. I will use that and do a self-lymphatic massage, and that stuff is magical. So then the next category you're kind of going to think about it is rebuilding your stores. So there's so many ways to do this. Reishi is a great one for stress and rebuilding. I love Reishi. What else would I love in this time? I would love chaga because it's an antioxidant. Master, super high antioxidant. So I would do Reishi, chaga, turkey tail because it's specific to the immune system. I would be doing those. I think those are great ones to build up to help support that. And I also like, again, herbs. One that I really like, especially for females, is called Shisandra. That one can be really useful here to help replenish and rebuild those stores up, and will be incredibly useful. The other one that I really like for just cellular health, cellular healing, is the Body Bio PC, which has phosphatidylcholine in it. That stuff's also magical. It works really, really well. So Shisandra, herbs, tinctures, everything from Subluna. I get all those from Subluna. Discount code Leah. Mushrooms, you know, I get those from Aversio Wellness, discount code Leah. And then Body Biophosphatidylcholine, you can get through the website Fullscript discount. So that's what I would do in terms of like rebuilding stores, because that's going to be rebuilding your immune system. That's going to be rebuilding cellular health, master antioxidant, helping replenish those stores. So I think all of those would be really, really good. And then you kind of want to think for yourself, like specific to symptoms that you have going on. And this isn't something like you do forever. This is just like, get rid of the lingering issues and let's rebuild the body. It's going to be really specific to you. So for some people, like maybe they kept getting sick and then they went on antibiotics and now they feel like their gut is all messed up and they're not feeling super great. I would come back in with Restore Flora, which is a probiotic from Microbiome Labs. And that one would be great. That is something you can get on Fullscript. I feel like you guys, I don't know. If I don't say it a million times, you guys then DM me and they're like, where did you get that again? So Fullscript, any supplements like that, go to leahbrugeman.com and then hit favorites and then it will say supplement discount. And then also a lot of the other supplements I talk about and use will be like linked there as well. So building gut, restore flora. The other thing that you kind of want to think about too is then focusing with that on your food. So like I would be getting in a lot of prebiotic fiber. So prebiotic fiber, resistant starch is a prebiotic fiber. So any rice or any starch, rice, potatoes, things like that, that have been fully cooked and then fully cooled are then a resistant starch. They'll feed the good gut bacteria. Plantains, more green bananas, those are going to be prebiotic as well, which can be really useful to support you at this time. And then other things you want to think about, like if it's, you know, a lingering cough you have that just won't get out or stuffy sinuses. That's where I said, you know, Sovereign Silver nebulizing can be useful. Lingering cough. I love mullein, the herb, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. That stuff is my favorite thing. Literally ever. It's just so useful for getting like stuck coughs up. And it works really, really well. So I do like mullein. I typically use mine in tincture form. The reason why I do tinctures is because they just never expire. They will live their longest life, never expire, never go away. You can keep using them forever. They just work really well. So, that's what I would do there. And then other things that can be helpful. I do like the Rocasa Sina decongestion salve that can be useful as well. If you feel like yours is a lot of brain fog, the body biophosphatidylcholine actually really helps with that. Lion's mane, the mushroom from Aversio Wellness, that really helps with that. Helping support the brain fog and lack of energy. So again, if your biggest symptom is lack of energy, going through these steps is just honestly really going to help that because we do have to just rebuild up those stores. But when we are really struggling with the lack of energy, I want to look to where we can support adrenals more because adrenals do a lot for us, right? And they might be a little bit more taxed during this time. So what could we do to help support and bring up their vitality a little bit more? And adrenal cocktails are great. I love the low glycemic adrenal cocktail, which is one lemon. You can do like a fourth to a half a cup of aloe vera juice. I like the Lakewood brand. It's very high in potassium. And then you can do Camu Camu powder as well if you would like for a more punch of vitamin C. Some sea salt. It doesn't taste amazing. But it's great for your adrenals. Rocasa Organics also has the adrenal syrup. That's another great way to support the adrenals. And then some people really like different herbs that support adrenals, like Tulsi, T-U-L-S-I, often called holy basil. Rhodiola is another great one. So it's just, this part is kind of going to be up to you in terms of like, what do you need? But when we think about lingering illnesses, when we think about it just restirring up things, we know that the vitality of the body needs a lot more support. So let's help support all of the drainage and then let's support the organs that have to do the detoxification. And then let's support the vitality and then let's get rid of the lingering symptoms with targeted. And then once you get all of that and you're feeling better, then you can go, okay, how do we make sure that doesn't happen again? And that may just be, okay, I actually need to focus more on long-term health and building up my immune system so I can fight things easier. Maybe that's taking a look at how I'm getting movement in, how my sleep is, how my water is, whether I'm getting sunshine, what my nutrition is like, if I'm eating a ton of sugar and it's not great for my immune system, if I'm not supporting my blood sugar balance, you know, then we can do that. But I understand that in the moment when we have the lingering illness and we just feel like utter poop, this is what I would bring in. And so you may have to re-listen to this episode or read the transcript and go through and take notes. I'm going to really quickly recap the brands and just so we don't forget. Okay, so anything I mentioned that comes from FullScript, the binder, like most of the binders did, magnesium did, body biophosphatidylcholine, all of that you can get on FullScript. Go to leahbrugman.com under favorites, supplement discount. That's where you go. All tinctures that I talked about, I get from Subluna, discount code Leah. All mushrooms I get from Aversio Wellness, discount code Leah. Chlorella, kids binder, energy bits. I use energy bits, discount code Leah B. And then I think that was all that there is there. Oh, I did want to mention for kiddos specifically, I use the tinctures from Subluna, but I also utilize the tinctures from BioRay, the kids line. I love their immune support one for the kids. I really do love the immune support from the kids. And I also like the green bottle, which is like mental focus, which also helps with detoxification. I use both of those with my kiddos. BioRay, you just have to go to the website BioRay. I think we have a coupon code with them. I think it's Leah10, but please don't shoot me if that's not correct because I don't quite remember. And yeah, I used these when my kids were sick. I used Cleavers with them. I used Shisandra. I used the BioRay green bottle and Chlorella. And it really, really just helps move things along. Get it out, right? Being sick is not fun, but if you have the tools to help get rid of it faster, it's a much smoother experience.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.